Your evening newscast is brought to you by Tri-County FS Lawn Care. Now is the time to call Tri-County FS Lawn Care to schedule your custom lawn application program. Offering installment plans and online bill pay, your lawn can be the best on the block. Call 618-498-5534. New barber shop, tattoo parlor, and social club opening in Jerseyville. I'm David Olenbiddle. Here's what you need to know. Washington Street Barber Shop and Social Club opened at 117 South Washington Street in Jerseyville just a few weeks ago, with owner and founder Chris Heberling saying it's already proven popular with the community, gearing up for their open house event on April the 15th. Heberling's son is the head barber at the shop, currently finishing up barber school, and works for just tips until he finishes school and goes full time at the shop. That should be around July. Among his specialties are bald fades and beard fades, and Heberling said they can do all types of hair. More details and photos on the new shop can be seen online at riverbender.com. Plans for the redevelopment of Alton's Piasaw Park, including the addition of a new Byway Discovery Center, will be presented at the Alton Riverfront Advisory Commission meeting. That's on Tuesday, March 28th from 2 to 3 p.m. in the Alton City Hall Council Chambers. The meeting is open to the public and comments are welcome. The much-anticipated project calls for the redesign and redevelopment of Piasaw Park, home to the painting of the Piasaw bird on the limestone bluff walls that surround it, and a new state-of-the-art Byway Discovery Center. The Bureau is in the process of finalizing cost estimates for the park redevelopment and building construction, with a goal to let the project for public bid in the summer of 2023. It's anticipated to be completed, hopefully, by spring of 2025. Anderson Hospital's proud to have been named one of the best hospitals in the U.S. by Newsweek magazine in their annual World's Best Hospitals rankings. That was released earlier this month. The 2023 list lands Anderson in the top 5% of hospitals in the U.S., marking the second year in a row they've been recognized. A strongman competition was held in South Roxana last Saturday at the complex training facility. Owner Ryan Seismerick said the event was the first of its kind and so successful they plan to host another competition later this year. Seismerick said, "Even though the weather was terribly cold, we had a great turnout of about 70 people and 10 competitors from gyms around the Illinois and Missouri area." Details and results on the event are online at riverbender.com. The nonprofit Gateway Pet Guardians in East St. Louis is getting an influx of donations from the community this month, thanks to a fund promotion organized by Morrison Plumbing, Heating, Air, and Electrical, that's based out of Caseyville, where over the next several weeks, Morrison is giving away logo-branded t-shirts to anyone who drops off pet supplies at the company's Caseyville location or gives them to their technician during a home appointment. Morrison is also going to contribute $5 to Gateway every time a customer places a sign in their yard. More details on the promotion is online at riverbender.com. The DeWerf sisters had a big weekend recently for the Bethalto Bulls of the Illinois Kids Wrestling Federation Girls State Championships, where Adelaide DeWerf took second place and Abri DeWerf came in fourth. In high school girls softball action, Alton outlasts Roxana 9-5 at Roxana City Park. A 3-run seventh inning clinched the first win of the year for the Alton Lady Redbirds. They now sit at 1-2. The Shells fall to 2-2. Piasaw Southwestern beats Alton Redbirds in boys baseball high school action. 8-2, Southwestern scored 4 in the fourth, 3 more in the fifth, going on to that win at home against the Redbirds, who now sit at 1-2. Southwestern Piasaw Birds are at 3-1. This newscast was made possible by Tri-County FS Lawn Care, riverbender.com, your number one source for everything local.